This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Ash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed Grace Message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold ministry that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com, because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening, and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month, hallelujah, at 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in, you can join and enjoy it, call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast, also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen, hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarchy Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to share the way we do church, This is an extended ministry of Supplication National Ministries. Our website is ElvisIverson.com, and I am Elvis Iverson. Today we're talking about good feeding times. Amen. We need good feeding times of the Word. The Bible says in John chapter 21, it says, Jesus said to Peter, says, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. We are to feed the children, spiritual children. When you come born again, you are a babe. Then you're a child. Then you will become a warrior. Then you become an adult. Then you become, amen, hallelujah, a elder. Amen. Hallelujah. Tend to my sheep. We are to care for them. Tend to them. Amen. Look out for them. Hallelujah. Feed my sheep. We are to feed the sheep. And we are to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. This, Peter is talking about apostolic shepherds. There are apostles that are leading. These are vertical apostles. Amen. Either new apostles, these are new apostolic wineskin apostles, church apostles, home church apostles, ecclesiastic apostles. Hallelujah. And we need good feeding times. Amen. Hallelujah. First of all, hallelujah. There must be, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. And when it comes down to discipleship, leading the people of Jesus Christ, there must be follow up. There must be discipleship. There must be equipping. There must be mentoring. There must be fathering. Hallelujah. It's time for the church to mature and go forth. Hallelujah. First, we need the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the grace gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. It's about the incarnation. It's about the death, burial, resurrection, what Christ has done for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It is good news. It is good news. Good news is good news. Hallelujah. Then we need teaching of the Word of God. Teaching all that I command you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That is where the teacher gift comes in. We need teachers, hallelujah. Those who desire to be teachers, they will receive a stricter judgment. Take heed. Hallelujah. This is a fivefold ministry teacher. We need these teachers, hallelujah. They are to hold down the fort, hallelujah. And next is we need people. When a teacher teaches, there's a watering of the Word. There's a watering of the Word. There's a watering of the Word. We need that. We need the water of the Word. Hallelujah. Next is we need apostolic revelation. This is word revelation that God gives to an apostle. Amen. Hallelujah. To give to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And there's impartations with these teachings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that they walked in the apostles' doctrine. That means teaching. They prioritized the apostles' teaching above other teachings. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And remember, it says not just apostle teaching, it's apostles. Apostles. Hallelujah. Amen. Next thing is we need prophetic revelation. We need prophets that will release revelation. Amen. Visions. Prophetic visions. Hallelujah. And prophecies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they were also minister for the body from the scripture, a prophetic insight in the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need them to speak in our life. And then we come. Amen. Hallelujah. To Hallelujah. We need signs and wonders. We need signs and wonders. We need not just the Word, but the Spirit. We need a feast of the Word, and we need a feast of the Spirit. This does include prophecy, visions, and dreams. But this also includes signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Hallelujah. The gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. The gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We need the gifts of the Spirit. And the bliss gifts of God. If you want to know what the bliss gifts of God, there's a podcast that's on Elvis Iverson podcast, and also an Elvis Iverson YouTube channel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need these things. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So much we say, I'm word only. But if you do not have the Spirit, you have an imbalance. What is the balance between the Word and the Spirit is the finished works, is the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need. Amen. Hallelujah. The signs and wonders. Hallelujah. And see, the thing is, we have come to the time. Amen. Hallelujah. We need the presence of God. Learn to cultivate God's presence and practice God's presence and soak God's presence. We got to do this on individual business and as in a group. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to feed and soak in God's presence. There is nurture that comes from the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord, when Jesus called me when I was 14 years old, He called me. He spoke to me. Jesus Christ, I was walking home to school one day. And He said, "Minister my word. Minister my word. Minister my word." And I said, "Amen, hallelujah." And it was like a hook that He put inside of me. Hallelujah. One was His word revelation, apostolic revelation. The other one is prophetic word. The third one is signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders. Hallelujah. See, there is five. Amen, hallelujah. There's the Great Commission. The Great Commission includes, amen, hallelujah, preaching the gospel, evangelism and missionary work, apostolic ministry. It includes the teaching of the Word of God, discipleship, amen, discipling people, and then teaching the Word of God, which needs the teacher ministry, hallelujah. Amen. And not only discipleship of individuals, but discipleship of nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So here we see to preach the word, to carry the gospel, the witness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. To be witnesses of Him. Amen. And number two, the discipleship of newborns. Number three, the teaching of the word. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, to bring the gospel, where you need the evangelist. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The discipleship, evangelists, and teachers. The teachers, teaching the word of God, all that I command you. So where you need the teacher. Amen. Then we come to the edification of the body of Christ. The body of Christ needs to be edified. Hallelujah. Needs to to be built up. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We need a good edification. The church lacks that edification. Amen. Of the body. The church has not been edified for many years right now. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. We need hallelujah. The church needs to be fed the word of God. We are not. It says, "My sheep shall feed." Must be fed. Fed God's word. Hallelujah. A good feeding that we need. Hallelujah. And the church needs to, for the equipment of the saints. The saints need to be equipped for the work of the ministry, that every believer must mature and go forward. Amen. Hallelujah. So you need, amen, we need to hear the gospel, the Great Commission. Amen. The discipleship, the teaching of the word. Hallelujah. The edification of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The equipment of the saints. Hallelujah. And the feeding of the scripture, the feeding of the word. We need a good feeding. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, I pray for everyone who listens to this message, everyone influenced by the ministry of the church, Lord. I pray an outpouring of many breakthroughs, outpouring of many miracles. And I speak grace, 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 grace. And I pray for at least the healing anointing right now. Release a revival anointing to God. I pray, Father, for an outpouring of home churches, an outpouring of new apostolic home churches, outpouring of new apostolic wineskins, an outpouring of apostles and prophets all over the earth. Raise up a mighty company of kings and priests. Raise up the army of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for profound breakthrough to come to the church in many regions, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, oh God. I just speak grace, 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 grace. I pray, Father, for many. Let the Third Reformation come forward. Establish us on the feast of the Third Reformation. Let many revivals come, the unfolding of the presence of God, the unfolding of the power of God. And God, Lord. And the many harvests, and the unfolding of the power of God. And the many harvests of souls to come. And I speak grace, grace, grace. I pray an outpouring of angelic hosts right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, 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 amen.